Hello, my name is Andrea Young, and I work for the Office of Patient-Centered Care and Cultural Transformation. I'm going to share with you a poem by Rumi, but before that I wanted to share with you some of the benefits of poetry, reading poetry, memorizing poetry, hearing poetry. So poetry can improve our verbal skills and our memory. It can improve our critical thinking. Poetry develops empathy and insight. And poetry also encourages engagement with other art forms, such as visual arts, dance, and music. So before I begin, I would invite you to take a couple of rounds of deep breathing. Noticing the breath as it comes into the body. Hold the breath inside for just a heartbeat. And then let it go and notice how the breath leaves the body. Just a couple of rounds of that breathing. I'm going to read a poem called The Guest House by Rumi. I'll read the poem once. I'll invite you, after I read the poem, to practice a couple more rounds of this gentle, deep breathing. Then I'll read the poem again. So if you're comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes and just hear my voice. The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Now I invite you to take another couple rounds of that deep, gentle breathing and allow those words to sink in. The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Allow that breath to fill the body, refreshing, noticing, And then when you feel ready, I invite you to open your eyes, come back into your space, knowing that everything that comes to you today is a guest and a message. Thank you very much for enjoying this poem from Rumi, and have a wonderful, peaceful day.